want to talk about a verse that I want to launch into tonight with. It's Psalm chapter 90, verse 12. You know, as I've done this now for over 33 years, it's been my privilege to work with literally hundreds and hundreds of elected officials, from a vice president to U.S. senators to governors. But the people that are helping make a difference on a whole lot of issues, literally they deal with hundreds of issues every year, are the people in the Indiana General Assembly. And it's been my privilege to work with a number of them over the years. But right now there are three of them in this church service tonight. Two of them who are currently serving, one who served with distinction while he is there, and one who's decided to put his name back in the ring, if you will, and run this fall. These three men, you know, as I travel up there, I read these bills. There's over 500 introduced this time. And I have to go to the Senate and talk to legislators. I have to go to the House and talk to legislators. But there are a handful of legislators I don't have to go talk to. You know why? Because I know what they believe. But more than that, I know not only what they say they believe, but what they will do. There's a lot of people that say one thing when they're back home, and then when they get to the State House, they do another thing, hoping the people back home never find out the way they're voting. That's why my job is not to be popular. My job is to let people know what's going on back at the State House, back in their home area. But I want to commend the three individuals that are here. I'm going to ask them to stand. Hold your applause until I'm through, please. Senator John Waterman, would you please stand? Senator Waterman has served up there, in the former sheriff, as you know, served in the state senate with distinction. A man who is not for sale, a man who knows what he believes and has gained the respect of people in both political parties. Because even though they may disagree with John Waterman, they know what he believes. It's from the heart, and that he's not going to change. Go ahead and give him a round of applause right now. Let's do that. Then you have a state representative who is from the Vigo County area, going a little bit east. A man who many of you know, years ago, played basketball with a guy from, where's that guy from? French Lick, something like that. Anyway, guy named Larry Bird, but forget about Larry Bird. He's just coaching the Pacers. There's a man up there in the General Assembly who, since being elected, a man who ran, answered our voter guide questionnaire, and said, I believe, as John Waterman did, in traditional values, in life, in marriage, in protecting the church. And he said, that's what I believe when he was running. He has gotten to the General Assembly, served there a few years now. And you know what? His voting record matches up with what he said he would do when he got there. Would you please welcome Bob? Please stand. Representative Bob Heaton. Give Bob a round of applause, please. Thank you. Then a man who needs no real introduction, but I'm going to have him do that anyway. A man who served as your mayor of Jasonville for many years. A businessman, a man who people again know when he says something, he believes that. And a person who said when he ran for office to the General Assembly, this is what I believe. Again, as these other two men, on life, on marriage, or families, churches. And when he was serving in the General Assembly, you know what? He served with distinction along those lines. Now then, 2 years ago, he ran for re-election, and he was unsuccessful by a handful of votes. Well, some people would just say, well, that's it. I'm through, you know. For some reason or another, I didn't get reelected. But no, he has chosen to say, you know what? I believe there's still something the Lord has for me to do back at the State House. And former Representative Bruce Borders is running for the Indiana House of Representatives again. Bruce, thank you for being with us. Please give Bruce a round of applause. There are 100 representatives, or 50 senators. These three men, all married, care about their families a great deal. It is a huge sacrifice. Let me say it again. It is a huge sacrifice for them to serve in the General Assembly. They have to spend an enormous amount of time going to all kinds of functions because they want to be out in the district that they represent. They have to raise lots of money to put out the yard signs and do the things that they do, the direct mail pieces and all that. And then when the General Assembly is in session, they leave their home in Jasonville, in Vigo County, where John lives, in Greene County, John, Sullivan County, thank you. And then they travel to the State House to be up there. And then they'll make it back home as often as they can. Whereas the people that are elected from right around Indianapolis, they easily go home every night. And they can do that. These three men have chosen to make tremendous sacrifices for you, for your family. And so please do pray for them often, because I can tell you, this year, when I talk about it in just a minute, this year the pro-family people have been sold out at the General Assembly. May I say that again? The pro-family people have been sold out at the General Assembly this year. It should have been easy to pass a marriage amendment and let you vote this fall. But unless what happens that Senator Waterman talked about happens, you won't be able to vote this fall. I'm going to walk you through that in just a little while so you'll be aware of that. But I don't want you to go out of here tonight discouraged. I want you to go out of here maybe with a little bit of righteous indignation and say, you know what? You know what? I'm tired of our state and our city, our nation drifting. I'm going to do everything I can. Because you see, God ordained three institutions, the home, church, and government. Families crumble when Jesus Christ and the Word of God is not at the center of the home. Churches don't move forward for the cause of Christ. I'm excited about what you're going to do in March, too, to be able to reach out to businesses, to professional people, and let them know that, there's a church that cares about them, that loves them, is praying for them. What a wonderful thing to do. What a wonderful opportunity you have to do that. But churches will not move forward. Oh, they can grow in number. But churches won't move forward for the cause of Christ without Jesus being at the center of the church and the Word of God being at the center of the church. Now, stay with me. The third institution God created. Should we be surprised that our country and our state is drifting morally in the wrong direction when we have elected officials, not these three men here, but when we have elected officials that abandon the Word of God? No, we shouldn't be surprised. But we can do one of two things. We can either get discouraged and say Jesus is coming back soon, and He is, we just don't know when. Or we can say, you know what? As long as the Lord gives me breath, I'm going to do what's right by my family, by my church, and by the government. I'm going to vote for people that they will make biblically right decisions. I'm going to vote biblical values when I vote. Stop voting Republican and Democrat, folks. Start vote based upon where they really believe, and they'll back up what they say with regard to their votes up there. But Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, we need a sense of urgency tonight. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So teach us. That means that it doesn't come naturally. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, a sense of urgency. So teach us what? To number our days. What is your life? It's like a vapor that appeareth for a little while, then vanisheth away. How many more days do you have on this earth? I don't know, and you don't know. So the Bible says, so teach us to number our days. This is September. This is February the 16th. I've already gotten closer to the election, November. But there's an election coming up in May. By the way, in May when you go vote, you need to cast an informed ballot in the May primary too. There are some races where there are primary opponents. I know Senator Waterman has one. And so don't just think about November. There's an important May primary coming up as well. But on February the 16th, how many more days is the Lord going to give you? I don't know, and you don't know. So the Bible says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. We are prone to wonder. You know what I mean? We have the world, we have Satan, and we have the flesh that we fight all the time, pulling us the wrong direction. So we need to be constantly reading the Word of God, applying the things that you're hearing in the preaching from this pulpit, and apply it to our lives so we'll number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom so that one day, when we stand before the Lord, we'll hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It is our job to fight for righteousness, the results of the Lord's. But it is our job to take a stand for biblical values in our home, in the church, and in government. Lord Jesus, bless this night. Thank you for this wonderful pastor and the stand that he takes for the Word of God all of the time. Lord, bless him. Protect his ministry. Protect him and his family, Lord. May this church grow and do more for Jesus in the future than it's ever done in the past. And for these three men that are here, for Representative Bob Heaton, for Senator John Waterman, for former Representative Bruce Borders. I pray your abundant blessing on them and their family. I pray, Lord, as they strive to serve you in the governmental arena, that you would protect them, you would bless them, you would give them favor with the voters. Because I believe, Lord, this area of the state, even the state of Indiana, still believes in traditional values, biblical values. Lord, give them favor with their other elected officials. Give them favor with the voters. Encourage their hearts, even tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Advance America was started in the basement of the church, as I mentioned, 33 years ago with just a handful of people. The mission hasn't changed. Our job is to review the bills down there, and then talk to senators and representatives about why a bill needs to be defeated or why it needs to be passed, and then to let you know what's going on. Because if you read the local newspaper and listened to the local TV news, you would know 99% of what's going on down there. That's our job, to let you know what's going on. And then at the end of the legislative session, or during the time it's going on, we put out voting records so that people will know how their elected officials vote. And then we'll also put out voter guides. So when you go vote, you'll know how to vote based upon biblical values, not party, but biblical values. Yes, we fight against abortion. You know why? Because abortion's wrong. Abortion's murder. It's a taking of an innocent human life. May I just digress for 30 seconds? Do you know why we have some of the economic problems that we have today? Because there are 50 million less people in the workforce, and nobody ever bought diapers for them. Nobody ever bought baby shoes for them. They never went to college. They never went to school. We've lost a whole generation of Americans because of abortion. So we fight to help stop abortion because that's the right thing to do. We fight to help protect churches from being taxed because that's the right thing to do. We fight to help protect churches from being regulated or controlled by the government. Once again, we're fighting a bill down the General Assembly that says that the government wants more control over church child care ministries Monday through Friday. If the government gets more control over churches Monday through Friday in a ministry that deals with children, then they'll want more control over Sunday school too. Thank you, Bob Heaton, for voting against that bill. John Waterman, I don't have to ask him how he's going to vote because I know he'll vote against it. And had Bruce Borders been there, he would vote against it too. We're working to stop that bill as well. But now let me slip over to the marriage issue, because the issue of homosexual marriage is probably one of the greatest dangers to this church, to your family, to your children and your grandchildren. We've been working so that you could vote this November. Now, let me tell you about the constitutional amendment process in Indiana. In order to amend the Constitution to stop homosexual marriages, we wanted to put in the Constitution just language that said marriage ought to be between a man and a woman, and homosexual civil unions, those aren't going to be able to be done in the legislature either, because you see, if the legislature created a homosexual civil union, then what would happen is a court could say, well, if you're going to give them all the rights and privileges of marriage except for the name, you've got to give them the name too. So if you have homosexual civil unions, that's a stepping stone to homosexual marriages. So the constitutional amendment that Bruce Borders voted for in 2011, that Bob Heaton voted for in 2011, that John Waterman voted for in 2011, overwhelmingly passed the Senate 40-10 and then 70-26. That's the first step. It had to pass in 2011. Then you have to have an election in 2012. Then you have to pass it again. So we thought it'd be easy, right? We passed it in 2011. It passed 70-26 and 40-10. Right. But what happened? This year, when it was handed down on the floor of the House of Representatives, a representative, a Republican, went to the microphone, Randy Truitt from Lafayette, and said, I want to take out that ban on civil unions. And folks, if they had changed one word in that amendment, we couldn't vote on it this year. It had to pass with the identical language that it did in 2011. They all knew that. So this representative, a Republican, said, I want to take out the second sentence so the people can't vote this fall. And I want to make it possible for the legislature to be able to vote for homosexual civil unions. Then they called for the vote. Tragically, 29 Democrats and 23 Republicans said, yes, the people shouldn't have the right to vote this year to protect marriage between a man and a woman. What a tragedy. Bob Heaton didn't vote for that. Bruce Borders wouldn't have voted for that. And John Waterman wants to make it possible. That's what he talked about earlier, about putting that second sentence back in. That second sentence is the ban on homosexual civil unions. John wants to put that back in, so we'll send it back to the House. So hopefully we could pass it there. Then you can vote this fall. That's what this is all about. It's giving the people the right to vote to protect marriage. But you know what? You hear all the time, Eric, you don't understand. Indiana now is really pro-homosexual. Really? Can I tell you something? The people opposing us up there at the State House, they don't believe that. Because if they did believe that, they'd say, let's go vote. Think with me. They have spent millions of dollars. They have all of the top lobbyists at the State House. They have universities. They have millionaires. They have these major corporations that are contributing literally hundreds and thousands of dollars. Their total budget is probably approaching $20 million this year. And they say, Indiana has changed. Indiana is pro-homosexual now. Indiana believes in homosexual marriages. Really? No. Well, then let the people vote. Oh, we can't let them do that. Really? No kidding. Why not? I know why not. But let me just make it abundantly plain. I told you who voted against that amendment. He voted against taking the second sentence out so you could vote this year. Because remember, it had to stay the same as it passed in 2011. Bob Heaton said, no, I want to block homosexual marriages in Indiana, and I want the people to be able to vote this year, so I'm not going to take that second sentence out. But you had a state representative that now represents this area, Craig Battles. Craig Battles, when he ran, said he would support giving you the right to vote this year. That he would support the marriage amendment as it was in 2011. Had to pass, remember, the very same language. Can't change a word. Because in order to amend the Indiana Constitution, two separately elected legislatures must pass identical language. Then you get to vote. We were on the verge of doing that, but Craig Battles changed. Craig Battles said the people shouldn't have the right to vote this year. But then they handed the bill down again with just one line in there. It didn't have any more, the ban on civil unions, which it needed to have, but it just had one line that said marriage ought to be between a man and a woman, just by itself. Craig Battles said, no, the people shouldn't have a right to even vote on that. You need to know that, folks. I'm not talking politics. I'm giving you facts about what happened at the State House. Bob Heaton stood for the right of the people to be able to vote to protect marriage between a man and a woman this year. John Waterman believes the people of Indiana should have a right to vote to protect marriage between a man and a woman this year. And both those men believe we ought to ban same-sex homosexual marriages and homosexual civil unions. Bruce Borders believes that too. But your current state representative, Craig Battle, said no. The people shouldn't have a right to do that. Now, let me tell you why it's important that we stop homosexual marriages in the state of Indiana. Because we have ladies with us tonight, because we have children and teenagers, I can't go into all of the details, but I'll give you enough so that you know about the agenda. The best friend a homosexual has, don't miss this, because I hear all the time, Eric, well, you don't know, I've got a relative or somebody that's a homosexual, or a friend whose son's a homosexual. Let me tell you, the best friend a homosexual has is a Bible-believing Christian who will tell them in love that Jesus loves them, he suffered and bled and died on a cross to forgive them for their sins. Their homosexual lifestyle, their homosexual actions are a sin. They are wrong according to the Bible. But there is a Savior who loves them and who will forgive them and give them a home in heaven if they will repent, turn from their sin, and accept Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on Calvary's cross, and he'll give them a home in heaven then. We do not do the homosexuals any favor at all when we say that's just an alternate lifestyle. It's just your choice. That's okay. It's not okay according to the Bible. So, let me talk to you about the homosexual agenda. The homosexual agenda is more than just marriage. You'll hear the homosexuals say that all they want is the right to get married. That is not true. What they want is the right of the government. They want the government to put the seal of approval, the government seal of approval, on their lifestyle as normal and acceptable. You'll hear them say, well, homosexuals just want the right to be able to visit their partner in the hospital. They can, just fill out a form. It's called a healthcare representative form. They want to leave their property to their homosexual partner. They can, just make out a will or have a joint bank account or own the home jointly. That's not the problem. That is a smokescreen. The homosexual agenda is more than marriage. But let me tell you what marriage leads to. If the homosexuals have the right to get married in Indiana, then here's what they want. They also want to move beyond homosexual marriages to something called gender identity. The four letters you always hear about, LGBT, lesbians or female homosexuals, gays or male homosexuals, B is bisexual, and then you see the letter T, transgendered. What is transgendered? Transgendered are men who dress as women. They're still a man, but they want the right to use the women's restroom and dressing room and locker room. If you travel to Colorado, yes, sir, with your wife, your daughter, your granddaughter, and you head into a restroom or a dressing room, the ladies in a ladies' dressing room at a clothing store, you may find a man in there with you, legally, under what's called gender identity. It is not just marriage. The homosexual agenda includes men who dress as women, having access to women's restrooms and dress rooms, but it goes beyond that. In California, January the 1st this year, a law that was signed into law, a bill that was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown, gives boys, beginning in elementary school and middle school and high school, the right, if they choose to go into the girls' restroom and locker room at all of the public schools in the state of California. Because you see, the homosexual agenda, they've got to reach the children. Their goal is to take away the innocency of the children. Their goal is to confuse the children about what is right and wrong about sexuality, about what a little girl ought to be doing and what a little boy ought to be doing. But that's not surprising, because the devil is the author of confusion. He's a liar. He's a murderer. And so is it surprising that this agenda that is condemned in the Word of God, that these things are happening in America? No. The goal of the homosexual activists is to teach the children that homosexuality and other deviant forms of behavior are normal and acceptable. Let me prove it to you. I helped write the law in Indiana many years ago that said when you teach children about sexuality, you teach them that the standard we expect of them is to abstain from sexual activity until they get married, and then to be faithful to their husband or their wife. That means adultery, premarital sex, and homosexuality is supposed to be taught as wrong in the public schools. Wrong. But if homosexual marriages are legal, they can walk into the school in Jacksonville, in Linton, in Terre Haute, in Spencer, in Bloomfield. The homosexuals can walk in there and demand, beginning in kindergarten, that children be taught that homosexuality is normal and acceptable. They want the children. They want to indoctrinate the children so they can then think about it. Think about it. If a child doesn't go to a good Bible-believing church like this, and all they know about sexuality is what they see on TV, in the movie, and from their friends, they're going to grow up with an entirely wrong view about what is right and wrong. But the homosexual activists have a problem. They've got to silence the one place that continues to preach that their lifestyle is destructive and wrong. That's Bible-believing churches. So after remember I told you homosexual marriages are the beginning of the rest of the agenda. Of the transgender, the men having access to women's restrooms, the boys having access to girls' restrooms and dressing rooms, about teaching in the public schools beginning in kindergarten that homosexuality is normal and acceptable. They've got to silence the church. How do they do that? Oh, it's easy. Pastor Ross preaches that homosexuality is a sin, and it is. Yes, sir. and homosexuality is wrong, and it is. Therefore, homosexual marriages, since marriage is to be between a man and a woman, homosexual marriages are therefore wrong. They will say, Pastor, you're preaching hate. And Pastor, because you're preaching hate, Pastor, you're either going to face a fine or jail or the loss of your tax-exempt status if you continue to preach hate in your church. Can I tell you what Pastor Ross is going to do? Pastor Ross is going to say, I take my marching orders not from a law that was passed that's contrary to the Word of God, but what the Bible says. And folk, by the way, if you're giving your tithe and offering, now I'm glad you get a tax deduction. I'm glad you get that. But you need to be thinking right now that if the time comes that the government says, if you continue to preach against homosexuality, your church will lose its tax-exempt status. You'll start paying taxes on your property, and your people cannot get a tax deduction for contributing to the church. And you know what you need to do? You need to say, you know what? I'm glad for the deduction I got, but I'm going to keep doing what's right because the Bible says so. You need to be, folks, this is not that far away. In Canada today, preachers cannot preach what the Bible says about homosexuality. If they do, they are censored. It's not that far away. Let me prove it to you. Who would have thought that I'd be in Jasonville on February, I got it right that time, February the 16th, talking about the need to protect marriage between a man and a woman? Well, let me take it a step further. Who would have thought that your pastor would have traveled to the State House to talk to the state representative representing Jasonville, and that state representative would have voted twice against marriage between a man and a woman? Jasonville! Who would have thought that? Goshen, Indiana. I was fighting against a gender identity law in Goshen, Indiana about protecting women and girls from men having access to women's restrooms. After I explained the danger to the city council, along with my good friend Wes Culver, Senator Carlin Yoder, now Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. I was one of the closing speakers, and then they went to vote. Should men have access to women's restrooms and dressing rooms and locker rooms in Goshen, Indiana? And they called for the vote. And we kept men out of women's restrooms and dressing rooms by one vote in Goshen, Indiana. Think it can't happen here? Really? No kidding? But here's what we need to do. We need to say enough's enough. We need to say, you know what? We know what the Bible says about abortion. We're going to stand for life. We know what the Bible says about taxing churches. We're going to stand for protection for churches and their ministries. And we know what the Bible says about marriage. And we want the right to vote to protect marriage between a man and a woman. And you need to thank those legislators like Bob Heaton and John Waterman, former state representative Bruce Morris, and say, you know what? Not only is it right to stop homosexual marriages, but the people of Indiana deserve the right to be able to vote on that. So what are we going to do about all that? Well, number one, you need to be praying. The Bible says effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The Bible also says you have not because you ask not. Dear Lord, please save all the elected officials and their families. It's a good prayer. And Lord, help them to make biblically right decisions. And Lord, if they will not, remove them from office. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Then, dear Lord, please raise up godly people to run and help them to win in the races. Number one, pray. Number two, never again vote based upon Republican or Democrat or the way your grandpa told you to vote. Hello. Use my voter guide from now on. Walk into a polling booth and cast an informed ballot based upon biblical values. And number three, take the envelope I gave you. I'm going to wrap this up real quickly for you. There's a card in there. I have four of the Christian lawyers in my office. Many of you know that. If you have any legal need, keep that with you. Please call me. We don't charge that initial phone call. And then you have something in there called a glove compartment accident guide. Two of the lawyers are very, very good at handling personal injury cases. Has tips on what to fill out if you're ever involved in an accident. Keep that in your glove compartment. If you're ever involved in an accident or somebody else is, please call us. There's no charge for that initial phone call. And then the last thing that you can do, everybody here can pray. Everybody that's over the age of 18 can vote biblical values. By the way, let me tell you something. in the primary coming up, and John Waterman, you have a primary. Bruce Borders, you don't have a primary. And Bob Eaton, you don't have a primary. Do you know how many people are going to vote in the primary, maybe, whatever it is? Do you know how many people are going to vote? Maybe 20%. So therefore, a handful of people can make a huge difference in a primary. This is an off-year election. No president, no governor, no U.S. senator. Guess how many people are going to vote this fall in November when all three of these men will be on the ballot? Guess what? Maybe 35, 40%. Maybe. That means you can have a huge impact when you go vote. So please make sure you vote, but cast an informed ballot. But I was just down the road at Bethel. I'm here at Blessed Hope. I travel around the state, but I can't get everywhere. We need your help to get truth out around the state. Thank you, Pastor, for the monthly support that has come in. Now I want to talk to you about joining the Proud Hoosier Partnership. When you open this up, people that join the Proud Hoosier Partnership get the book that I wrote on how to understand and impact Indiana government. Has all the emails for the House and Senate, how a bill becomes a law, how to run for office, or how to help somebody get elected to office. It's all in there. Then when people join, they also get the book, One Nation Under God, 10 Things Every Christian Should Know About the Founding of America. If you've joined before, many of you have, then when you renew, you get my revised book, and you get either a patriotic DVD or another book. You say, yes, I'd like to do that, because you see, your contribution, and by the way, this is over and above your tithe. Your tithe belongs in the local church. This is over and above that. But everybody can pray. Everybody can vote biblical values. And then when you open it up, it says investment response card. To join the Proud Hoosier Partnership, it costs $8 a month for 12 months or a one-time gift of $96. That's it. $8 a month. That's less than two people going to McDonald's one time a month. That's less than a large pizza one time a month. One time a month. It's an investment. Nobody is doing all the things that Advance America does in the state of Indiana. We need your help to get the truth out to people around the state. So if you can join, Vicki and I, my wife is with me tonight, we'll be back at the table back there. You can join, and you could even, if you're using a credit card, you can mark automatic renewal. And it will just keep taking out $8 a month or $96 for the year. You can use a debit card, a credit card, a check. And you can do that tonight. If you don't have that and you do want to join, then you can mail it in the envelope. And please do that, because you see, right now, we're continuing to work to get the truth out about what is happening in the General Assembly. Then after the session is over, we'll be putting out information about what happened in the General Assembly, to continue to grow the grassroots network as we head toward the November election. Now, let me just encourage you with a couple of things out of the Bible real quickly that I'm going to be through. I want you to go out of here tonight saying, this is absolutely wrong, what's happening in America and Indiana. It is wrong. It is wrong. Right. Abortion is wrong. Taxing churches is wrong. Government regulation of churches is wrong. Homosexual marriages are wrong. Teaching children that homosexuality is normal and acceptable is wrong. Men and women's restrooms is wrong. Boys and girls' restrooms is wrong. Silencing the church is wrong. But what are we going to do about it? You can say, what am I going to do? Don't apologize for believing in biblical values. There's a whole, can I tell you what's happening in America today? People are concerned about their jobs. Many people have lost their jobs. People are concerned about their retirement. Many people took a hit on their retirement back in 2008 and 9. People are seeing their families fall apart. Drug use is still rampant. Kids have problems today. You have an awesome opportunity because you know the truth. You have the answer to eternity. People are concerned. People have cancer. People have other health problems. People are concerned about what's going to happen to them when they die. You have the answer because you know the Word of God. Don't apologize for believing that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is only one way to heaven. Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Don't apologize for it. There is a world that's dying and going to hell because they don't know the truth about the gospel. And then, there are people that are all confused about the direction of America and Indiana. And they're saying it's lost. It's gone. You can say, no, it's not. Amen. No, it's not. Because you see, we serve a great God who's still able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say, one plus God is a majority. Don't base your position on the latest poll you read about in the newspaper or see on TV. because the world may be drifting that way. But you know what? Remember Gideon? He just had 300 and just said, you know what? We're just going to believe God for the victory. And think about David real quickly. David went out there when King Saul, the big guy, and all this army of Israel, and he walked out there and they were all cowering, scared to death, kind of like the way it is today in America. People are scared to death. People are fearful of the future. They don't know what's going to happen. Their families are crumbling. They're just, they get news of somebody's got cancer. They just don't know what to do. They just don't know what to do. It's kind of like when David walked out there and saw the army cowering because he looked out there across the field and he saw a big guy named Goliath. And Saul said, well, you know, we can't beat him. And the army said, we can't beat him. And David looked out there, but David did not see a great giant. No. You see, David looked beyond the giant, and David saw a big man, but a great God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So he was able to say, I'll go fight. Because he said, is there not a cause? Is it right to protect the innocence of human of children today and protect innocent human life, the unborn child? Sure it is. Is it right to take a stand for righteousness in the midst of a world that's going the other way? Sure it is. Don't apologize for believing what the Bible says about eternity. Don't apologize for believing what the Bible says about life beginning at conception, marriage being between a man and a woman, and that churches should be free to continue to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring about disciples so that more people can be reached. Don't be discouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. Don't be downtrodden. Look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Begin tonight to say, I'm going to pray for more for my family than I ever have. I'm going to pray more for my church more than I ever have. And I'm going to pray and do more in the government in which we live than I ever have before.